few announcements. We're going to keep it brief. And how I want to start out with that is that we have a website and a Facebook page. And I would like to invite everybody, if you want to find out what's going on, check the Facebook page, check the website, because it's like a barrage of information.
Yeah.
And please select what you want to find out, and the rest of it, just give it some, acknowledge it, but we got a lot of stuff, and especially in May, we got this month, there's a lot of stuff coming out in the last couple of weeks. So a couple of things I just want to point out is that after this meeting here, those of you who want to imbibe and go over to the Red Wing, we are moving the karaoke night. That's what we have. We usually have it on the third Wednesday, but we got all the stuff coming up around the Flog Swarm. We accommodate it. So all you switches, we're going to switch, and we're going over over to the Red Wing tonight, and it'll be right after this. So if you want to get in the air condition, sing a song, work it, twerk it. Check all of that. As you know, the Flog Swarm stuff is coming up next week. Check the Facebook and the website. Do that. And then at the end, I just want to point out for the end of the month for the discussion, we're going to still have the demo night. And Leather Sir Ron, everybody know Leather Sir Ron? He's going to do his thing with, we're calling it a night of 1,000 clothes pins. So if you're into clampy, if you want to get clamped, or be ver-clamped, or ver-clipped, and then what we're going to do with that is have that, after he do the demo on that, all you who want to invite will do that, and then we're also going to try to have a sling there, cross, and we'll just do the stuff that we've had demos on since October. We'll just do that and have a couple of 3 hours of some fun and be really relaxed. All right. Is there anything else you want to make that one?
Just a little small thing. We have someone who we have been very blessed to have take pictures for us at many, many different events, discussion groups and demos and everything else. And I was chatting with this person the other night, and we were discussing the fact that he's got some basic equipment but could probably use a few more things to really make things go smoother for taking better pictures of us, making sure everyone's in the right light, because we all know that's important. And so my idea was, and I briefly discussed it with him, was to do some sort of GoFundMe or some sort of online fundraiser to just raise some money for Scott to buy some additional camera equipment that would make life easier for him so he's not having to run off and rent stuff and things along that nature. So you can either give him the money directly if you'd like to, or you know, we'll get the GoFundMe or whatever the cheapest way to get money to him will be set up, and you can give money to him there. It's totally optional, this isn't required or anything, but it is something, you know, a great way to say thank you to Scott for all of the pictures that he's taken, which is thousands upon thousands at this point.
And maybe we can do a fundraiser where you can do some lap dances. Put money in your G-string.
That's right.
Bob, but you need to get out more. It goes in his pants, not in his pocket.
Well, you know, I'm getting older. I can't quite make the distinction anymore. If I could say something about our Scott a lot. Scott has been working intensely on improving his craft. The reason why every other city on earth that has a major leather community, kink community, is focused on San Diego. Clearly, I'm a man of many words, but it's the pictures that bring everybody in. They're always the pictures, and those glorious, beautiful, clear, crisp, and flawlessly laid out and absolutely attractive pictures that we keep posting all the time, these don't just fall from heaven. There's work involved. I mean, the night after the big event, he's still up at 2 o'clock in the morning cranking through stuff, and he puts, I can't even tell you how many hours that man has put into beautifying our culture. Seriously. I mean, he's not... Yeah. And anything you can spare towards this, this is an investment in the long term for this group. Because this is, I mean, what we're really contributing towards, this man has been paying out of his own pocket to rent big expensive power packs so that, let's say, at the Mr. San Diego Eagle contest, he can go blam, blam, blam and get the perfect picture instead of going, oh, crap, I'm running out of batteries halfway through the show. So that he has to rent this out of his own pocket. This is money towards, and as far as I'm concerned, towards getting him much better battery equipment so that he can just get all the perfect pictures and then pick the perfect ones. Because it speaks for us. It really does. It speaks for us as a tribe. This is big. This is not just a thing that happens. He is seriously influential in the in how we are seen worldwide. Really. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to pass the hat here at Mission Gathering Church. We're very lucky to get this great space, and they don't charge us any rent. So what we do is we do a gratuity, and the money that we collect, we give it to them at the end of the month. So we're going to pass the hat and give a love offering, whatever you feel that's worthy. Throw some love in the hat.
Is this a good time for announcements? Are we doing that right now?
One announcement.
It's the Mercenary Theater on Thursday the 22nd. It's Thrill Me. It's a murder, gay, mystery, true story, musical. It's got all the catches in it. It's $5 goes towards the Leather Foundation. It's $25 ticket, so it's pretty discounted for us as a leather group. So Thursday the 22nd, and it's being catered by Harvey Milk.
Nice. So for more information, we can see you at the break. Or
yeah, we're going to post to this, John. We're going to get it very online.
Good.
Send it in, we'll get it posted.
And as far as any other announcements, if there are some other announcements that you want to put up on the Facebook or the web, see John, pop up, and we'll get it up.
You can send it to the signing up for event email address and just put, you know, event posting or something like that. And there's detailed instructions on the Facebook page and also on the blog that tell you how to properly post events, too.
So with that, tonight, about 3 weeks ago, we had the topic, and it was about open relationships, poly relationships, and it was well, greatly attended. And a lot of men shared, and most of that conversation was around either men who are already in a open relationship, a poly relationship, and then afterwards there was some talk later, and there was some, I'm going to use that word, grumblings. There was some concerns about, well, what about the single guys? What about the guys who are looking? So when that was brought to my attention, I felt like we should speak to that and have a discussion about that. And tonight, Brent is going to lead and facilitate that. And as you saw on the Facebook page, it's about single, looking, kinky on the internet age. So we're going to have a discussion around that. And you know, if you want to participate. And we'll just get that started. So,
thank you, Matt. It was an excellent introduction. So I think I need to say no more about tonight's topic. But I know we know each other pretty well. But let's go around, say your name, where neighborhood you live in. And what is your relationship status? So not your whole story, but, you know, I'm single and looking, I'm married and partnered, and, you know, it can be and, yes, but give us the short version of your relationship status.
I'm Magnum, everybody knows me. I live in University Heights, and I am in a open poly relationship. You have probably have met my long partner, Ron. We've been in a relationship for 5.5 years. And that started off as a energy dynamic. He was my sub, I was the dom, but then he moved in and love came to town and it changed the dynamic. So he is my equal. He's my partner, he's my rock. And it took a while, you know, a while for us to get to the open relationship and to open that up. And it's what I desire, and at this time, this is my boy Steve, right here, called Boy Steve, and then this is Wild Boy in Train. This is Randy. And that's my status.
Excellent. All right.
And I am David, and I live in the Midway District, and as mentioned, boy in training, sort of single, but going that way too. That's it.
Okay.
My name is Michael. I live in San Carlos. Free agent.
My name is Daddy Jeff, and I've got a boy that lives in Tijuana. I hope I get to see him tomorrow. But I'm still looking. I think this is just a daddy-boy relationship. It's not, we've been seeing each other now for about a year. We see each other about every 2 or 3 weeks. But I'm still looking, using the internet to try and recruit some boys. 1 or 2 more would be nice. We've got to catch up with them.
I'm Rob. I live in Spring Valley. And I think I'm afraid of relationships. I went through 3 wives and decided that probably was wrong. I'm not sure. So I'm used to being alone. I'm not sure if people like that, but it works for now.
All right, fair.
So I'm Frank, and I'm currently married, and some of you know my husband, and I think we're trying to figure that out. I mean, we've been pretty monogamous. We've been monogamous, and I think we're figuring out what this polyamorous thing is.
Okay. I'm Michael, and I live in Golden Hills, and I have been with a guy 30 years, and we are actually getting divorced. We are in the midst of negotiating a marriage settlement agreement and signing the papers. And so by this time next month, I'm actually going to be divorced. But I would say that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Great guy, and there was no one else involved. It just didn't work out.
I'm JP. I live in City Heights, at Brazilian Park, actually. And I'm pretty much single. I'm busy, so I don't know
if
they're
religious or not. I'm Scobie. I'm happy to marry. We are open for play, but we're so busy we probably can't have another relationship. But never say never.
Can I ask the gentleman to speak up if I'm at the end of sentences? We know where we're headed, and I don't know when we get there.
Yeah, because we got the AC going. And
I left it off with open.
I don't know how to talk after that. My name's Eli. Partner. This is my partner, Keith. That's really fun. And North Park, I'm sorry, right across the street.
North Park. And we're monogamous, but we're open by negotiation.
I'm Ian. I live here in North Park. I have been partnered for 16 years now. I'm married since 2008. And I am 1 year into our opening of the relationship.
My name is Scott. I live in Northeast North Park or Northeast University Heights. Single, available, and looking. One of the nifty things about finding and coming to the FMSD men's discussions is finding out about what a leather family is. So I finally got vocabulary to express. I know I need and want a partner, an equal, a husband, but I know that I also really want to have at least a boy to play with and to join in. Prior to listening to discussions, I do not have the vocabulary to properly express that.
Hello, everybody. Jacob here from South Park. I'm dating right now. I'm a polyamorous bisexual switch. That's pretty much it.
I'm Tom. I live in Hillcrest, and
speak up.
Tom, live in Hillcrest. I'm single.
All right, well, I'm Brett, and I'm with Brian right here, and I live in Hillcrest. And we are open.
Brian, Brett.
You know,
living
who?
Fire. We hope so.
I'm Brian, and just moved out of a relationship with two other guys, a 12-year relationship, and hanging out with Bobby, and live in South Park.
I'm Bobby, live in San Carlos, and I'm single.
And looking?
Yes.
And looking.
Tom, I live a little couple blocks north of the zoo. 12 years partnered, open since inception for kink.
Jim, boyfriend, dating 1 year.
Where do you live?
College area, SDSU College.
I'm Papa Tony, Frisbird, single. Looking right now, yeah. No. Husband, 23 and a half years, completely vanilla. Slave Bob, slave Keith, and boy Ray, and any number of leather sons, and I'm kind of tangled up in everything. And live in Normal Heights.
I'm Bob. I'm in Chula Vista. I've got a husband for 37 years, and I'm slave to Papa Tony.
I'm John, and I live part-time down here in Otay Ranch, Chula Vista. and then the rest of the time I live in La Habra with my partner in an open relationship of 4.5 years or so. And then when I'm not with him, I'm down here with Dad Ron and Pup Nikita, and we have also Boy Richard, who's not here tonight, and then also working on someone else, too.
I'm Nikita. I live in Otay Ranch. I'm taking... my partner, he's the boy of the family. We're open for discussion as long as you're not like fucking my back. So,
you're open.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan Ron, single.
You wish.
Live in Otay Ranch. I have a pup who's also my partner. I have a boy. I have a boy John. I have a boy Richard. And I'm in the process of adopting boy James. He'll be down into this month for a week to visit and see how things go. I keep telling myself that after boy James, that's enough. Stop. But... and we'll go into this when it's my turn to speak, but I just want to end it with everyone wants to belong. I'll pick up on that later.
Steve, Mission Hills, collared by Magnum Bear. Other than that, single, content, but open to whatever might happen.
And I forgot, I skipped over that part. Yeah, near the middle or near the end, our illustrious and honorable daddy here, he has a lot of experience about if you're looking, going to family and all that. He's going to speak to that somewhere before we end tonight.
So wherever that fits, we'll try to find it.
So I think the focus, we can start with the single guy. So again, raise your hand, Mr. Single. So a few. So maybe if you want to all, if any of you want to start, if you have questions or just want to share something about your experiences, looking, successes, challenges, maybe something piqued your interest, I will let you all start it off.
Bobby, you had your hand the highest one.
That's right. Oh, goodness.
Yours
yeah. Well,
was pretty high, too.
Right.
And
advertising.
It's like a media force.
Yeah.
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 Well, I'm freshly out of a relationship of 4 years, so it's just like, I can't really pretty much say what it is that I'm looking for, but I believe every relationship is based off of a foundation of a friendship. So when I necessarily say friendship, friends fuck. It's pretty much just, to me, I'm just experience it all. I'm a sponge just soaking up all the information, and then whatever sounds advisable to me, I'll go off and try it.
On the issue of finding yourself single, looking for someone, speaking to my situation coming out of a 27-year relationship where, you know, for more than 20 years of it, there wasn't intimacy, but I became too comfortable in it and isolated myself. And then when I moved out on my own, I found myself by myself. And I have only myself to blame with that. Now that makes the problem of connecting with someone more difficult. And here's the thing. First of all, you have to have a network of friends, first of all. And that's the foundation you have to build before you meet that someone, or even that someone for a night. But you really have to be plugged in to other people. If you suddenly find yourself one day isolated with no friends, no connections, no social interactions and groups or anything, then you're really in a deep, deep hole. It's really hard to dig yourself out of. So that's the first thing you have to do, is just connect with people.
Right. And a lot of where you are now is all about
and
coming here, right?
And I can speak to, in the last year, overcoming that problem, playing catch-up. And this group is a big part of it for me. So it helped a lot.
I would appreciate some prompting.
Okay, so thoughts, reactions to being single, frustrations, desires. Tell us. Yeah.
So one of the things that keeps coming up most frequently, particularly or especially when I find somebody that I connect with and we play well, is that I'd much rather spend my time having sex than looking for sex. Mostly fruitlessly. So there certainly is a desire to connect with an individual or a small number of individuals. And you know, to what was just said, you definitely have to have a group of friends. Having the social outlets to go to dinner, to a movie, go see whatever. And if you don't have that, it's really easy to just stay at home, which further perpetuates the being single and alone, which is not. It does serve a purpose, and it's great when I have homework to do or I have other chores to do. But when I finally get through clearing off everything I recorded on the DVR, then what? Certainly, I have tried to find people, and that has been met with mixed success. Sometimes I get together with them and things start to go well, and then the axis of the earth changes or the rotation changes and they get jettisoned off the face of the planet to some other place and just don't hear from them again, which may or may not speak to their integrity. Or their purpose in connecting with me in the first place. I think Bobby was saying something about being friends. I would add communication and connection. And so I get up on my soapbox here. I say that communication is key for any kind of relationship that you have.
It is.
Yeah. if you can't communicate with the person, doesn't matter how good looking or this or that or the other, it's if it works out, it's going to be short lived.
and a soapbox. Trying to find people of caliber and integrity that do want to communicate and are able to communicate. Hey, you're a real nice guy, and I enjoyed having dinner with you, but I'm not feeling the spark, not interested, don't think this is going to work out. You know, any of that would be great. Even a fuck you, I never want to see you again, would be preferable to them just, you know, to silence. Because what did I do something wrong? Did he get hit by a truck? Did work send him overseas for a month? I don't know. So again, the communication.
Yeah. That's why you don't do dinner. It costs too much. You take them to Claire LeBlum's whatever for coffee. Then if it works, then you can take them to dinner on the second
day. Yeah. But that's true. I remember getting frustrated about that, being single, and I thought I made an amazing connection.
Yeah.
And then nothing. And you're like, well, what? Was it me? Was it you? What was it? You don't know. I'll try to get feedback. You don't get anything. And that's really frustrating. I remember that.
And it's rude.
And it is, right. It is
really rude.
Well,
but yeah, I know you want.
I think a lot of that has to do with, like, all of us in this room are kinky, sexual men. We like to do things that probably scare off a good majority of gay guys out there that either they haven't tried it or they're not open to it. So when they sort of get a hint, whether it's like instinctual or whether it's through a conversation, a lot of times it scares them away because they're afraid of that. And they're not open to it. So you might be lucky that, you know, they kind of just went on because, you know, eventually the right one will come along and then you'll be like, oh, this is a good fit for me now.
Yeah, it has been less painful since I adopted the attitude of that they have self-selected myself out of my life, so I don't have to spend any more energy or time worrying about them. I got through years and repetition. I know that I'm really good at communicating and letting the other person know what I like, what I don't like. I'll coach you. I'll teach you and all. But if that scares you away, good. Because I don't need to put any more time or energy into that. And it wasn't meant to be, right?
Yeah. I think part of my situation personally was I came out of the, like, 1970s when all those were just, you know, fucking sucking. And I didn't even know people had relationships, like, loving relationships with another man. I didn't know that people had, you know, that it was even a possibility. And I think it was in my 30s, I was like, you know, this is messed up. I want to be with someone. So I worked at that, and then I got into a bad relationship with a pathological person who just had a lot of problems.
You knew my ex?
Yeah. Thanks, Ron. Pass that one along. So I got out of that, then I really into therapy, and then I had a nice long-term relationship for about 9 years. I'm still friends with them, but that broke up over 14 years ago. And probably one thing with that was he was all about monogamy, and since then, I think one thing that scares people away is, hi, I'm JP, and I don't believe in monogamy. And a lot of people, that scares, blows out a lot of people right away. And then because of that, whatever, maybe relationships in the past, I also kind of have a trust thing. It takes me a long time, or my timing, I've had a couple things where by the time I trust somebody enough to start loving them, they're like, fuck this, I'm tired of playing around with you, you know, you're not giving me what I want, I'm out of here. It's like, you know, wait a minute. I'm almost to the point where I trust you enough to open up to you, and now you're gone. So it's just, there's a kind of a timing thing that happens, too. I don't know if anybody's experienced that. So, and at this point, I don't know. From the long-term relationship I did have, was one of those, and I hope they're not all like that, but we worked on everything. We were always working on shit. And it's just working. It seems like, and I almost feel like, well, is the good stuff enough to deal with all the fucking work you got to do to keep it good? So,
for the people who are in relationships, you know, tell me that, you know, it's worth it.
And then, I've been in a relationship almost a year now, I think it's around a year in June, and I was single before that for about 3 years, somewhat single, but I think for me, I took more time for myself, and I know it's like, it's hard when you actually are somewhat seeking relationships and saying, well, I know what I want, and I can be open, but I still want this, and it's hard because you're still feeling like it doesn't fit into what you're wanting. But I realized the more that I actually took time for myself and going to, like you said, going to these events with people and being social and getting out there, it made it so much easier because you weren't focusing on the negative of, well, I'm single and I hate my single life, right? Wish I could find that right person, because it's more about having fun, and then it fits into what you're looking for because it's the place that you want to be with the people you want to be, regardless if they're single or not. They may become single later. You never know. That may be the person for you, but just not yet. And it's just, there's all these different factors that you really shouldn't think about that are possible, though. I know it sounds weird, but when I started dating, you know, he had happened to be in a relationship for 24 years, and it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to break up this person and get with him. It was, you know, that was already, you know, stuff that already happened, and he was ready to move on, and that was the person that made it work, and it worked for us, so it was kind of a perfect fit. And we have, you know, we all have issues. It's not like everything's perfect, but it's not necessarily work. It's just fun, and it works because we know where we're at. And so it's, for me, I just think that it's more about having fun, you know, with yourself, going out, and it sucks if you have to work a lot because I just have to do school and work and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, the more you let go, and the more you say, let me just go have fun, let me meet up with these people, or, well, this guy's kind of cute. Maybe it'll work out, or maybe whatever happens, that's usually when it happens. And
now, if you're talking to me, I'm not even looking, and I got a great life, so, you know, it's not like I'm trying, because I mean, I did, though, for a long time, so that part's true. You can't waste spin the wheels trying to make something happen, trying to make a relationship, and it's only going to happen when it happens, you know. And it is better to have friends and to do things, get out there, but you got to make men friends as well. I'm here. I mean, I got a lot of people. I go to a church, and it's mostly old ladies. So, and they're wonderful old ladies, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
But we need to connect as men.
Yeah.
Yes, we need that.
Yeah,
connection.
Yeah, yeah. I had a life full of wonderful relationships. The first one was someone who was 10 years younger than I am. We met in a bar. That's where you met people back then. You know, 1980s. So we met, fell in love right away. We moved together about 3 weeks later. Had a wonderful, wonderful relationship for 10 years, and he died from AIDS. And then 2 years later, I met my second partner. He was 15 years younger than me. And we met one night, fell in love, and it was 6 months later that we actually moved in together. And that was wonderful. He died from AIDS after 6 years. My third partner, who's 30 years younger than me, he has problems. Alcoholic, crystal meth addict. But he was wonderful for sex, great, you know. Like right now he's 35, and then when he was 18, and I was like in the late 40s. And it, overall, I have to say, you know, what I liked about it was, you know, I was very involved in my career as a manager. I worked 50 hours a week. I didn't have time to go out like I used to when I was in my 20s and go out to the bar every night looking for people to have sex with. So it was just nice. And all of my relations were completely open, thank God. Because they were all sex, you know, I was a lot older than them. They were all sex addicts. And I couldn't meet their needs. So I ended up, then they'd go out and learn new things and they'd share them with me along the way. And so it was never, I never got into a trust issue with that. You know, it just worked. The last one we just broke up about 4 years ago because his crystal meth addiction and alcohol was just, you know, progressing. He's got to try to get him treatment and all. Now, since then, I retired now. My life is still all right, though. I work still 50 hours a week. So, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of spare time. But 2 years ago, I retired. let me tell you, what a shocker that was. And all of a sudden, I had nobody in my life, and I was a workaholic, so I had no job, so I was kind of empty there. So I said, well, you know, this is the age of the internet. So I started looking on the internet. Now, the first guy, I've met several on the internet that were sometimes two or three night things, probably about six or eight of those. Met this one guy on gay BDSM. I said, well, what a slut he is. he'd be a perfect one for me. Well, that's the one I know. I see him. He is the biggest slut you'd ever want to see. And I taught him how to get fisted. But he just loves it. It was what I love. And then there have been several others that, you know, but I've always had myself on the websites, and I've been using Manplay. I used plenty of fish for a while, and that was
Manplay,
XXX Cupid, which is Manplay, they're owned by the same company. I can tell the design exactly the same.
There's Recon, and there's
Recon.
500 other
sites. But I advertise myself as being a daddy. And I get about every 2 weeks, I don't go out and contact people. I said, because most people, these aren't older, younger websites, most younger guys like younger guys. You know, so I don't go out there hunting. I like, you know, so they come and they hunt out me. And, you know, and then they send me an email. I just got this one. And then, you know, and then they responded. A lot of them are bisexual, curious, they maybe never had a relationship that they're afraid to have. They don't want to have a relationship with somebody their own age. Somehow that's too threatening to them. They want to have somebody who's older than them help them learn how to be gay.
They're so much fun. So much fun.
If they are. And so this one, this is an example. This one lady from a man play, you know, you wouldn't guess if he was kind of new to the scene. But I told him I was into being a daddy, and he couldn't read that thing I sent him. I took a paragraph out of it who describes what a daddy is. And he said, will you spank me if I'm a bad boy? You know, being like, no. And then he also let me know there that he's kind of new coming out, because he's new to all this. And that's what a lot of them are. They're new to this. They just want somebody out there who is going to listen to them, be non-threatening, and a lot of them too, I'll tell you, they'll email you back and forth, but try and get together with them. They don't, you know, they can't get over that fear, apparently. They seem to be interested, you know, and ongoing. We may have conversations going on those websites for weeks, you know, and then finally, you know, it's just...
And they disappear.
They disappear.
Right.
And they never get together. And I think it's because out of fear.
Right.
Because they're the one who contacted me first. It's not like I'm hunting down these young guys and trying to, you know.
So let's talk more about the internet. I think that's really key, right? It's such a huge tool, but I know I found for me when I was single and looking, it was not a place where I was finding relationships. I mean, I did a site. It was called OkCupid, right? And so you fill out, you can answer a gazillion questions if you want. And it guts this algorithm, and it, you know, scientifically analyzes you, and it tells you what your personality is, and everybody can see that. It tells you how you match up with them, and it, you know, I thought, well, this seems interesting, I'll give this a try. And I got a lot of dates with it, I did, but it didn't matter. Like, it would say, you know, 95% match. I'm like, all right, score. And then you meet, and you're like, like, no, this isn't, it just isn't the same as meeting in person. It really isn't. And nothing can compensate for that. And, you know, again, sometimes I found somebody I thought was a really amazing connection, and they weren't interested, and, yeah, I was very frustrated. But then I was in the group, and, you know, I was coming to the group for about a good 5-6 months. But after about that time, somebody walked in the door. One night, walked in the door. It was the first time he walked in, and I saw him coming in.
through those little white doors, you know, it's like,
oh. It's a little bit like that, but, and I just saw, and I just had a feeling, I just, I don't know, I just did. Things went very well.
Snatched them off from
there. I did.
But you're saying that that site you did get a lot of dates. I mean, there's some sites that you don't get a lot of. So I'd like to hear about what sites are working.
What works.
Yeah, what are you getting hits on? If nothing else. Because to me, getting a date and getting them to show up, that's a success because a lot of them won't show up.
That's
so
a gay site.
They charge. So it's OkCupid. It's free.
Oh.
And actually, you can. There's
all kinds of
questions, including kinky questions. So when it did put my personality, the kinky bar was like way up. It was like way, 90-something percentile or whatever. But so people can see that. So you're not hiding anything. Like, it's there. You can answer questions that you want that will help you. You know,
if you're over 40 and you tell them your age, honestly, you can just forget it. That's my experience.
I just want to, if you're talk more about the website, just in my experience, and I don't know it all, but just in my experience, you probably all know this, there are some websites that are designed for meeting someone and dating, and then there's websites designed for meeting and hookup, you know, and it doesn't mean that those hookup sites can't turn into, you know, something more, but just remember, you know, that you know, there are dating sites and then there's hookup sites. So depending on what you're wanting to do, you know, just be aware of those.
Yeah.
Craigslist is like a new electronic.
Oh, Craigslist is fucking wonderful.
Really?
Like the electronic.
Really? What on earth is so good about Craigslist?
Yeah. 5 years ago, I used to have on weekends. It was the only time I had, this is the truth, but lightning will hit me. I had a roommate, and he was a little twink, and I wasn't interested in him. He used to get the biggest kick out of me because on Saturdays I'd have 3 to 4 guys come over from Craigslist. And he would just laugh and go, he says, Daddy, how do you do that? I said, the blue pill. And they came off the Craigslist. But again, what it was for was I advertised, my picture was I was a daddy. So I would get a lot of, they were mostly bisexuals. You use discreet in all capital letters. First part of the advertisement and safe, and then all the bi guys would just fucking daddy. And one of the things that I used to do was we'd email back and forth. Well, then when they would come over, I would put them at ease, and I said, okay, forget about the wife, the girlfriend, the checkbook, the mortgage, everything that you have, because you're my little boy. I want the boy out of here. And then we'd go from that, and they'd do anything I wanted to do. Including one guy when I was in Temecula, he'd drive from Long Beach every other weekend for about a month to see me. Because he had an underwear fetish, I had an underwear fetish, so, you know, it fit. But like I said, nothing was ever going to become of that, because they were bi, so it wasn't like we were ever going to be lifetime partners or lovers, but it was fun.
But you knew what you were looking for, and you knew how to get
it. Right.
And through that site, yeah. Right.
Two things about websites. One is that you would go into a bar, and a lot of us might not pick somebody in this room because of their appearance. Well, they're kind of cute, but they're not really. I don't think it's going to go. Or somebody's going to think, oh, he's too good looking. He's too hot. He would never be interested in me because you're so critical of yourself. You go on a profile on an internet site. You read a whole bunch of things they're into. And you find, oh, wow, he's into this, he's into this, he's into this, he's into opera, he's into this, and you find you have a lot more connection with people who have a really good profile. There are a lot of really shitty profiles out there, you know, but the ones that take time to really tell you a lot of things they're into and non-sexual things as well, you think, hey, this person's got a real well-rounded personality. I'm going to just sort of do whatever it is I have to do. And the other thing is that in terms of trying to get people to meet whatever, try saying, well, hey, since we're having trouble meeting, how about Skyping? How about video chatting? And if they find an excuse, have an excuse to not Skype or video chat, then it means their picture is probably way, way old, or somebody else's, and they're a catfish trying to lure somebody in with a hot picture of somebody that's not them. But if they will Skype with you, or video chat, you know, it's a whole different thing. And real quickly, technically, I found I'm having trouble with Skype and Yahoo chat on and off with things. But the tech guy told me both of those are internet-based. If you do Google Hangouts, which is free, it's used to the cloud, and it's much stronger, and you don't have the technical problems that you have with Skype and Yahoo. So if you're having any trouble with Skype or Yahoo, you might try Google Hangouts.
Last guy I played with prior to
speak up.
I didn't have sex for about 9 months actually, which was by choice. I got tired of
speaking up.
Yeah, I didn't have sex for about 9 months, and I got tired of the game. Actually, I got tired of looking online. I got tired of just flakes and drugs and all that kind of stuff. So I deleted my accounts, and you know, I trained for triathlons. That was my substitute. And then I was like, you know what, I'm going to try this out slowly. So I put both accounts on. It was weird. I had Adam for Adam and Recon, just two of them. And they're polar opposites, actually, I find out. This guy that I played with before a couple years ago, he had asked me a couple years ago if I ever tied people up, and I thought he was a freak. So he came over and I tied him up, which was fun. We played for 3 hours, and you know, this group helped me do things that I never thought I would do before. And he wanted, you know, I made him, you know, he's 30 years old and I'm 49, and I used to think that was weird, and I was taking advantage of somebody because of this group. It's like there's different dynamics that I'm finding out. There's roles that I never knew were there before. And the weird thing is, I'm attracted to the guys on Adam, but they just want to fuck and 20 minutes and out, and I won't do that anymore. And the guys that seem to have more integrity are in the leather world that say, this is what I want. I want a connection first. And I tell them that I want a connection first before we're going to play. Last night I was talking to this guy. He was 25, and he said, this is what, you know, and I said, this is what I want to do to you. He said, well, I don't want to get tied up. I'm scared. I want to just come in and fuck for 20, 30 minutes. I said, no, I'm not into that. So he said, okay. And I said, good night. I've never done stuff like that before. I stick to what I want. I was used to just give in to people. I like going on the websites because I was new, and it was like, you know, bing, 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 bing. That was exciting. And now it's like I want to connect more. And I don't care if I don't want a boyfriend the first time in my life. Which is kind of nice. I like being single. And I've been in 4 different long-term relationships, and it's nice to be okay with myself for the first time, I think ever, and not needing that stimulation or that boy or whatever. I'm still looking to hang out and play, but it's not a need anymore. It's a maybe want, and websites are fun, but I'm trying not to take them too seriously. I'll just sit and watch the game, and I'm going like this, you know? It's just background, so. This group has helped quite a bit. It's like I've got a kink mind that I never thought I had before, and I was telling somebody earlier, I said, you know what, my dick's pretty smart because it knows what I want, and my head thinks it wants something else, and when it gets turned on, it's like, oh, last year I spanked somebody and it got rock hard and I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, you know what? Okay, this says that. Your Catholic brain is saying something else, so quiet that up and go with this.
Yeah. Plus you got confession.
Nothing to confess.
Well, should we take a break or one more?
One more,
and then, no, one
yeah,
more.
Yeah, we'll do one more.
More.
So
you can take a break, it's not that important.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is. Right.
You got places to be, so speak up.
I just think with internet, like you said, you have to take it with a grain of salt. You know, when I was single, even now, we both have Bear 401, and for us, it's a way to connect with friends and just stay in touch, as well as, you know, you have a little kinky side of like, well, I want to look at a picture of this guy. Ooh, that's fun. But I've dealt with a lot of these, the Adam for Adam and Recon and Scruff and Growler and Crap and whatever the frick you want to call yourself. To me, it felt like it was all the same bullshit. Like, it was at the the same person with different names and different pictures, but it's the same freaking person lying about something that's not even true, and then you find out, and then they, well, F you, or you don't think I'm cute, fuck you, block me. It's like, okay, that's cool. It's just, it's sad because it feels like we're so stuck on that idea of, I'm going to find my soulmate, or I'm going to find this, or it's like, I guess, like you said, take it with, for what it's worth, like face value of, oh, well, maybe I'll get lucky, or maybe I'll find that person. But I realized that, to me at least, I can't talk for anyone else, but it was like, it just got so old so fast, because the same people and the same talking and just talking, all it was, oh, let's meet up for this, oh, you want coffee, or I don't want to do that, let's just bug for 20 minutes and leave, or even faster than that. And it's sad because you go to bars or you go to these sometimes gatherings and it's not, it's still so stuck on that idea of, well, I'm looking at my growler when I'm talking to you, or I'm at a date and I'm like, oh, who's on next to me, right next to me? Well, that's probably him. It's like we've lost the intimacy that we once had, and it's like it's so easy to fall into that trap of, let me look at my app for a minute, or let me do this. And it's like a lot of times I've seen people at bars when there could be such a good connection, or even just the talk, like this talking, when it's like so simple and we forget it. So I think it's like internet, like anything else, you have your pros and cons. But I know, like, for me personally, I had to get rid of a lot of it because it's just, it took away from my life. Like, I feel like there's a reason that things were there. Like, Facebook is amazing because you have these events, you have social, but it's Facebook. And then you have, you know, things here and there, but it's like, I want a connection. I want to come to groups like this. I want to go to, you know, somewhere else. I want to go to a bar, even though the bars are loud sometimes. It's just the simple things that make it more meaningful than sometimes that internet and that disconnect of, like you said, a picture doesn't even match, or doesn't want to FaceTime with me or something. I wonder why. So it's just, you know, it's things have changed. It's the old time.
we'll take this
turn. It's all about, right? Connection and this humanity helps men.
All right, we'll take 10 and then we'll come back.
Yeah.